White-tailed deer research is providing researchers with new insights. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Radio collars and remote cameras are driving a most robust whitetail research project. Here's Fish and Game Conservation Public Information Specialist Brian Pearson.
Researchers are currently working to improve their understanding of white-tailed deer populations, and they're going to use that information to equip our wildlife managers with the tools to better manage one of the most popular game species. Starting in 2019, they did some pilot work, and 2020 was really the first year of the full-fledged study. So currently, they're working with radio collars. They captured does, fawns, and bucks this year. And they used baited clover traps, and they caught about 140 white-tailed deer. Of those 140 deer, 60 of them were pregnant does, and we also implanted another tracking device in those does that enabled our researchers to go out in the field and find the fawns after the does had given birth. That kind of ties into our radio collar work that we're doing with these fawns. Fawns tend to be the most variable dynamic in our deer populations, and that's oftentimes the first place that we look. So we're tracking the survival of these fawns to get a grasp on predation, fawn mortality, and really figure out what's driving these white-tailed deer populations. In addition to that radio collar work, we're also doing some remote camera work.
In an upcoming episode, we'll tell you what the research has revealed, and it is amazing. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.